To the Friday Night Hard News Call with Tara and Rama. We are so grateful you are all here. So welcome all you commanders, eagles, and angels. And let's take a moment. This is Rainbird, and I'd like to just take a moment to center ourselves and honor those seven sacred directions and honor our lives. So let's go into that heart space. Take a few centering breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, or however you like to do that. Follow that ritual of your own that brings you into that place of calm, centeredness, and heart space. Put your ego in your pocket. Call in your guides and your angels and teachers and be in that place of gratitude. So welcome all you gatekeepers of the East, that place of the rising sun. Come join us here tonight at this Rainbow Rose Roundtable. We're grateful for these new beginnings, this new day. We're grateful for our lives. I'm grateful for all of the lives of the white knights and all of the lives of the dark ones who are waking us up, and all of the cracks and corners of our lives waking up in new ways every day, so that we all can be present for this new day, this new golden age. Thank you for those visions, those dreams of Nisera, in our presence, those dreams of how we heal the earth in our lives, in all of our lives, end hunger and end suffering and violence. So thank you. Thank you, all you good eagles and condors. Thank you for bringing heaven to us that way, connecting us to the Sky Nation, bringing heaven on earth. Thank you, all that sun energy, that love energy that enters our hearts and fills our souls and quenches our thirst and our hunger. Thank you, all you good gatekeepers of the East. Thank you for joining here tonight as we do this work. We're grateful to all the white knights and all that they do. Look this way, all you good gatekeepers of the North. Come join us here tonight as we gather around this Rainbow Rose Round Table. Thank you for witnessing. Thank you for being that bridge between birth and death and birth. That bridge between heaven and earth. Thank you for witnessing and midwifing us as we enter that bridge and travel that bridge. Thank you, Tall Standing Nation, the Tree Nation. Thank you for that wisdom that you hold in your heart, showing us how to stay grounded and rooted and reach high to the sky. Thank you, White Buffalo Catwoman, showing us those peace-type ceremonies, how to say prayers like that. Those prayers of the heart. And thank you, Cold Hard Truth, for teaching us what really matters in our lives. Teaching us how we can heal ourselves. But thank you, all you good gatekeepers of the North. Thank you for joining us here. No, all you good gatekeepers of the West, come look this way. Setting sun, we're so grateful for you. Thank you for that darkness. Thank you for showing us how to travel in that noggle space, that place of new beginnings, that place of creation. Thank you for teaching us to appreciate death so that we might be reborn. Thank you, Bear, for your gentleness and your wisdom, telling us how to go within. And thank you, Jaguar, for letting us ride on your back in that dream time. Thank you, Horse, this year of the Horse, reminding us how to stand in our power with our heart. Thank you, all you good ones of the West. And welcome, all you gatekeepers of the South. That place of the sunshine all day long. That place where we come together as community and dance and help each other and work in that village. Thank you for those healing plants. That time of gathering those plants is so special. Thank you for that corn harvest, reminding us what our abundance looks like, and that is shows up in many different ways, reminding us to be grateful and to laugh and dance and find our song. The song of our heart. So thank you, all you good ones of the South. Thank you, little furry ones, groundhog and rabbit, and those tricksters, coyotes. So thank you, all you good groundkeepers of the earth. We're grateful for your life. And earth. Come, join us here tonight, Mother Earth. We're so grateful for you. We love you so much. You provide everything that is here. We're grateful for all of your kingdoms and your beauty and your healing and your abundance. Thank you for all those stone people. Thank you for their hearts and their healing ways and their record keeping. And thank you to all those furry ones and the finned ones and the winged ones Thank you for all of your lies. Thank you for your vision. Thank you to the insect nation, the manna, and the spiders, and the all the other creepy crawlies. Thank you for all that you teach us, all the ways you work with us in our gardens. But thank you. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you for joining us here. So grateful for you. And Sky Nation, welcome. Come join us here tonight. All you brothers and sisters in space, we're grateful for your lives. We're grateful for all of your lives, for all of your teachings, and for all of the ways that you bless us. I'm grateful for all of you ones here on this planet from the stars. Thank you for your life, and thank you for all the ways that you contribute. Even those ones who teach us harder lessons so that we might know ourselves more deeply. So thank you, all you other sky beings, thunder and lightning and rain and wind. We're grateful. We're grateful for the water feeding our plants and the rain doing that. We're grateful for that lightning changing the energy, adjusting the electricity, showing us where the magnetism is. And thank you, thunder, for the shifting things around like that in the storm. Thank you for the changes. But thank you, all you Sky Nation people. And thank you for the love that comes our way. And ancestors, 7 generations back and 7 generations forward, and beyond, we are all one. And we're grateful for all of our hearts and for all of our lives. We're grateful to be in the physical at this time. We're grateful for the inspiration that these ancestors in front of us give us at all times, and for that support from those who have gone before us. We're grateful to remember these bone memories and hear these bone memories. So thank you, all you good ancestors. Thank you for joining us here tonight at this round table. Home Takuyaki. Grateful for all of our lives. And I'd like to just go ahead and continue into the work that we do here, which is keeping these calls going in a really good way by making our contribution to BBS Radio and keeping Tara and Rama going in a really good way as we make our contributions to them. So starting with the radio, we need $250 this week to be meeting Stephen with the radio. And so that is a good way to pay it forward and keep us on the air. And so you need to go to bbsradio.com if you want to do this online, make a contribution. Go to bbsradio.com and click on Radio Station 2. And there you'll see the icons for the Friday Night Hard News Call, or the Stargate Roundtable call with Marita, or the call tomorrow, the History of Nisera. Any one of those icons will work to take your information, and you can make a contribution that way. So thank you for that. The other way to do it is get a check and money order, or a money order, and send it directly to BBS Radio. Send it to BDS Network, Palmer, Inc., incorporate it and put a pension don there. And then that address is 5167 Toyon Lane, T-O-Y-O-N. And that's in Paradise, California. The zip there is 95969. 95969. And also put a memo in there that this is for Tara and Rama and Maria's shows. And that way it'll get accounted appropriately. And we have much gratitude for all of us pitching in a little bit for this and doing what we can as we do this each week. So thank you, 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And now let's look towards Tara and Rama's needs. They need rent money, and it would be really great to just collect it all this week so they'd have it. Because we have just 2 weeks, and they need to live in peace. So let's all come forward and do what we can. We're looking for, four or five or six benefactors who can commit to once a month so that we can know that it's coming in. Someone out there who has the ability to make that kind of commitment and is looking for a really good way to do it, your lives will be so blessed to do this. So as you are in a position to be able to do a commitment like that, it would be just a real blessing for Tara and Rama to know that they were had subscribers who were going to help them take care of it. It's the Tara and Rama Rent Fund people. So if, as you're doing that, please give them shoot them an email and let them know that you're interested in making that kind of a blessing that way. So, and that email address is Coran9999@, oh boy, now I don't know whether it's Hotmail or what it is. I forgot. I'm going to let you bring that one in, Tara, when you get on, because you've changed it, but
Comcast.net. It's just the old one.
It's the old one. Okay.
Yeah, we only made that new one because we thought we wouldn't be able to keep the Comcast one when we went to a different server, and that's just not true.
Right. And so this is true. And speaking of servers, Tara and Rama need money. I've had to use their money that they had for the computer, because it's getting worked on, and so they're in extra need for money for food and gas this month, as they had an emergency occur, and as these things happen, then we can just pull ourselves together and use that good old community spirit and work with Tara and Rama with those needs like that, so that they can be free to do this work, and it's piling on faster than they can. They're like hamsters over there. So so we want to keep them in a really good way, and really grateful that we all share our hearts this way and our prayers this way and our actions this way. So the way you can send a check or money order directly to Rama and Tara is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M. D is in David Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z, and that's at 1704-B, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O, Llano Street, number 249. The city is Santa Fe, the state is New Mexico, and the zip is 87505. And the web address, as you want to make a donation there, it is 2013 rainbowroundtable.ning.com. Look on the homepage or by the blogs, either one, that'll work. And that's really all the information. Oh, yes, a phone contact for Marita is 317 773-0061. If you need to get in touch with Tara and Rama by phone, you need to go through Marita that way, and that works. And then, of course, there are all the prayer options and the options of if you would like a reading with Mother Sekhmet and Tara and Rama, that's a option as well, so you can make an arrangement through that information I just gave you. And so that can be a good trade if you're needing to do it that way. That's fine. And we just love all of you. Thank you for showing up in your lives and all that you do in your lives. And may you, all of your lives be blessed. And thank you for all that you do to help keep us together like this. So I pass this talking stick to you, Tara and Rama. Greetings.
Hello, everybody.
Greetings.
I'm telling you, it's like there's so much that's happening. I certainly understand why the I Ching said, hold your horses and refrain from jumping into making decisions this week. As soon as you think you've got it clear, it's something else that just jumped right into the fray here to shift the energies again. It's just astounding. And what I am noticing, as I might say so myself, is you're getting to see how the dark side really works. As they didn't get their way and the light stepped in, which is what happened here with Ferguson, you know, Lady Nada and Sibel Edmonds, you know, told us that the White Knights told the bear to go talk to Mr. Eric Holder in the woods. He said, get your goons and put them under control, or we'll put them under control and you too. And it wasn't, it was like day and night. And then, you know, the dark side tries to say, oh, here we got a clip of a robbery in a storefront. $48 worth of cigars. That looks like Michael Brown that took them. And there is no way in heaven or earth. And literally, as far as we know, there's no record of anybody having anything stolen in that town, period. That's coming from even probably another city or another town somewhere. It's absolutely astounding. And then, you know, nobody can, you know, verify or not verify. And they're stirring the pot again.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really good reporting. I'm just, you know, because all the major media, especially, I mean, I don't watch the other ones. I just watch MSNBC and Al Jazeera. The grounding of this with counsel is so clear, you know, that this is muddying up the waters, has nothing to do with hard, cold murder with no verification or rights at all because a person of color is looking you in the face. Yes, Rama.
I just wanted to say Joey Chin today was on the older lady that comes in the afternoon. I can't think of her name.
Karen Finney?
No. On the radio that took Sam Cedar's place.
Oh, I don't know.
Leslie Marshall. Joey Chin came on there and was talking about Ferguson and what's going on in terms of these police who have basically violated their oaths of office, and they are guilty of murder. In the first degree.
Wait a minute. Now you got some they's in there. You mean one individual police.
One individual, yet.
In this case, although, you know, in a special report where Joe Madison and another lady was on with Tom Hartman, and they went kind of, they delved deeper into the issues. It was pretty interesting, but. We are really glad that the media has definitely moved into a good place with this. And I still remember that one report where this is the last straw with that former senator George Mitchell, right?
Right.
He said this very well, this situation in Ferguson can be the last straw. It's bringing up, you know, new world order in our cops.
Yeah, and this 1033 program, since when has our police forces of the United States of America become a standing army?
Yeah, it's called, there's an article out. It's called How America's Police Became an Army, the 1033 program. And riot police clear a street with smoke bombs and tear gas and everything else in between, rubber bullets. And, you know, there was a military guy that Tom Hartman had on with this, Joe Madison and the other lady. And it was on the other main media, too. And he said, you know, not even in Iraq, when we go into a place, do we do or put together, you know, a military operation like they did in the streets of Ferguson.
Yeah,
Joey
Chin on the Leslie Marshall show said, these guys look like the goons from Blackwater who went into Fallujah to kill Iraqi people. That's what Joey Chin said on the radio.
Say that again.
Joey Chin on the Leslie Marshall show this afternoon said, the cops in Ferguson, when they confronted the protesters, they looked like the Blackwater troops that were in Fallujah when they went and they killed Iraqi people in Fallujah.
Well, they used white phosphorus there.
Yeah.
I mean, they completely wiped out half of the town.
Right. Let's not even...
And left their teeth. That was it. And their
clothes.
Let's
not even go there. Yeah.
But no, nothing... Everything else in the body was gone.
And on a lighter note, I got to talk to Miss Joni Mitchell today out of the blue. And I guess she surfaced because of... She knew Robin Williams and was quite close with him. And this is a little known piece of Joni Mitchell and Robin Williams and a lot of the other wealthy visionaries. They play these online games, and that's how they connect with each other.
They're just supposed to be games, but they're not really always. Oh.
But their chat. They're like social media kind of things. They're called MMOs, and they're these, like this game that Robin Williams was playing was called Warcraft. And believe it or not, Newt Gingrich plays Warcraft. And I mean, this goes into, you know, the realm
of... So what are they doing playing this game with someone like that?
Well, it's a way how people communicate across the internet in chat.
Oh, so the not-so-nice folks are doing it, too.
The not-so-nice folks are doing it, too. But the good guys, you know, hang out with their own little group and do what they do.
Oh, I see. They got cliques.
Yeah, everybody's got their little clique. But Joni Mitchell was talking about how she was doing this with Robin Williams in this game called Warcraft. And, oh. This is
Tiana. Well, answer it. Okay, go away. I'm sorry, Rama. I think he might need to answer that. Okay, so I'll just say what I know about Joni Mitchell. Rama said one of the first things that Joni Mitchell said is she joined the Ann Wigmer Hippocrates Institute in Boston. They rebuilt it after the fire that killed Ann Wigmer in that building when it went down. But what I'm saying is that she went in and she was able to stop the frajos that way, the cigarettes. I guess she got into that habit and she gained quite a bit of weight and she lost it all there. And now she's a vegan for 2 years and she's sticking with it. And
yeah,
she's also been working with Bono and the other wealthy visionaries who got their blessings right after 9/11. And they have been using their blessings with an organization called One. And this is, I guess it's a 501c3 nonprofit. And it's Bono's organization. And they're using it to compile and collect and gather evidence regarding these characters who have been eyewitnesses to all kinds of things that they saw on the morning of 9/11.
Strange anomalies that happened in downtown Manhattan. To this day, people have not talked about. This is why I bring it back to Dr. Judy Wood. What happened to the towers? Vaporized by nukes, and no one has talked about this.
No.
And that Hutchinson effect. We watched it on TV. We watched the towers lean over and disappear, and we're going, what the F is going on here?
They weren't leaning over. They were literally in free fall.
Right.
And the thing about it is the second tower, you know, went down, even though it happened to the second tower about 40-some minutes after the first tower. The second tower went down first. Yet the way that it went down is that at the 15th floor below the top of the tower, it broke off there completely. And the whole thing was going down. And about a 45-degree angle, it started to pulverize the whole thing. And then by the time it got to a 90-degree angle, it was complete dust.
Yeah.
So that what went across the city was all this little particles of radioactive tritium dust. And there was nothing left, and the people's bodies were vaporized too. One thing that it did not deal with was paper.
Right.
Tons and tons of paper fell into the streets below, yet the bodies were disintegrated, pulverized, the steel structure, everything was gone at that level. Just kind of freaking you out, you know? And it's also this thing about the cars in the parking lots where, you know, like half a car would be totally charred and you what happened to it from the Hutchinson effect, the particle beam weapons were used too. Those were used to trigger the nukes going off. Yet that energy field that they covered, they caused these other side effects with, called the Hutchinson effect. And the other half of the car is just sitting there like nothing ever touched it.
Totally brand new.
I mean, these are, you know, quote unquote phenomena that, you know, and we've been hearing a lot of things, you know, like yesterday we played that 6 minutes, which was talking about that the folks that sent this rocket that 10 years ago went up there and it went around the sun many, many times to gain momentum so it could project itself out farther into space, farther than we'd ever gone before.
Right.
Into the unknown, Star Trek, Next Generation. But now they're getting feedback that it's not really just a comet. It is a starship.
Yeah.
And it has structures on the outside and things like this. I mean, these are things that are kind of frying people's brains in terms of all the cover-ups being covered up for so long, and now they've got all this phenomena going on and they don't know what to do with themselves and how to explain it all. They can't explain this stuff away, and it's And so from earth to heaven and heaven to earth, there's just...
Oh, Rick Perry has been indicted for abuse of power and coercion, and he is, Rachel Maddow said it, he is facing 90 years, if that. He could get more.
Well, in other words, it's the throw the key away time.
That's the word.
But see, when it comes out to it, hardcore, he did 9/11 too, so I'm not sure that's just the only thing. That's just one
it's
thing.
It's time for Wendy Davis to take over as governor.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
The thing is that what we're seeing is the war crimes are just, you know, the wheels of change are turning and churning, and there is an awakening that at the beginning, the tough stuff of clearing away the debris and bringing back the truth and setting us back on track has to be where we start. Yeah. And somebody put a great big white and black, black lettered on white, huge sign at Ferguson and said, "Please be calm." And you know, Barack Obama started off when he was talking, he said, you know, he urged everybody to be calm, that that was really important.
Yeah.
And again, what's that first law of love, everybody? I'm just be looking. Calm. I'm just saying. Okay, so that being said about the visionaries working with their blessings and putting it through this 501c3 called One, compiling and collecting and gathering evidence, in other words, funding all kinds of gatherings, of massive gatherings of evidence, and they've been doing this since right after 9/11.
This is a massive effort to nail the Bush-Clinton crime family, and I do mean Bush-Clinton crime family.
Yeah, and so...
Because they killed Sherman Skolnick.
Okay, come on. Gotta calm down here.
Oh, I know. I'm not the one that brought that up. Joni Mitchell used to listen to him on the radio, and she thought he was the cat's pajamas.
And when we were doing the when we were doing our shows just on the conference lines, we were just doing the conference calls. We got to listen to his last broadcast.
That's right.
Through Lenny Bloom, he was recording that, and we were playing it on the conference lines. Everybody got to hear him say in his last broadcast, you know, that you really don't want to know what they do to people like me when they want to take them down.
Yeah.
But the next time I come on this for the, you know, once a week he did this, next week I'm going to tell you anyway. And he was dead before they got there. And that's, you know, when I was reading the Collins, family, you know, the probably the most powerful family of all the 13 families. When I was reading that a little bit, sifting through it, when any one of them think that they can just throw something out and talk, I mean, they get gone. They get gone because they don't want them to talk about it at all. And, of course, it's pretty far down the road that people know.
And I read something today that was a little disconcerting. It said, did the cabal take Robin Williams out because he began to speak out about 9/11 and the Bush administration doing...
When did he do that?
In this... I mean, he outright...
In what?
This... hour-long thing we're going to play, or hour and a half, called Weapons of Self-Destruction, his comedy show that he did right before Obama got in and Bush left.
Oh, did he reveal some stuff in there? Do you heard it?
He just laid it out in lavender about these guys.
Okay, so it's finally going to come forward.
Yeah.
So,
the idea that
that doesn't appear there was anybody in the room. How did that all? You got to learn some more, Rama.
I got to talk to some folks.
Yeah, you got to learn more. This is so sad. Anyway, we're going to go on here and say that besides that part of collecting all this information, remember what Putin and Edward Snowden are going to do at the town hall meeting where there's going to be starships coming
Lake
over
Buck
the
Hill.
Head at Lake Buck Hill. Yeah. I mean, this is just unprecedented. And anyway, they have been using their blessings, and then they have been hooked up with the people who did the Kuala Lumpur war crimes tribunal. So Mr. Weber must be part of this too.
Alfred Weber. Yeah.
That we talked about that Shantara had been able to have a nice long talk with a while ago.
Right.
And just to remind everybody, the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal has to do with Israel and the crime that all of Israel has against humanity. I didn't quote everything. I took a few little pieces from the beginning of a pirate television show, and I wrote those things down. It's just mind-boggling. It's it starts off here. Since 2006, about 60,000 Africans had arrived in Israel on harrowing treks through the Sinai desert, feeling poverty, persecution, ethnic cleansing, and genocide. As refugee camps across Africa fill up and Europe closes its gates to asylum seekers, Israel has become its next best option, accessible by land and said to be a developed democracy, so-called. Yet instead of providing them with safe haven, Israel has both been refusing to grant the African people any benefits and denying them the ability to work legally in the country in order to support themselves. You know, we pretty much got that now when they take some people off of their unemployment.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to get rid of Social Security and privatize it and make more money on the markets with it. I mean, you know, Israel is a model that they want to completely implant in the United States. That's why we, the ones who chose to be here, the buck stops where we move.
This is why I must say that on a grand scale, this is the fourth turning, as Tom Hartman talks about with that book. Every 70, 80 years, there's a huge quantum shift in the field across the universe of Nebadon right down to our local solar system.
Okay. So to go on with this little pirate TV rendition of things going on in Israel, faced with poverty and exploitation, a new nightmare unfolded. And then an Israeli man in the streets, huge demonstrations going on there. It's not too late. We can take action tomorrow. Start rounding up the infiltrators, meaning the African people. Mm. We don't need to wait for the Supreme Court. We don't need to wait for anything. Round them up tomorrow morning. And then an Israeli woman speaks out and says, outside my house, I see shit and spit and psychopaths just waiting. Turn the page just a minute. Just waiting for the chance to murder me. You can see it in their eyes. Yet nobody believes us. They say you're racist. Well, we're racist because we want to preserve our lives and our sanity. So I'm proud to be a racist, and it's our right to be racist. As I am racist in order to preserve my life, then I am proud. And then the reporter goes on and says, while protests raged in the streets against the presence of asylum seekers from Africa, the man who had the power to determine their fate, Deputy Prime Minister Eli Yeshayahu, demanded that their expulsion. Quote, as they grant me all the tools, and I am trying to acquire all the tools, as they grant me all the tools, without exception, in less than a year, not a single infiltrator will remain in the state of Israel, unquote. And a few isolated Israelis who dared to protest like this woman were, and they have her, she's kind of being completely squished in the middle of this huge, you know, riotous group of angry, racist Israeli people, this rare woman going against that, and a few isolated Israelis who dared to protest like this woman were met with harsh backlash. Quote, you should be ashamed of yourself. May you be raped. Amen, says another person. Who are you married to? To a nigger? Yeah, you're married to a nigger. Both of you, get out of here. You're married to a nigger. Get out. She has no shame. This is another woman. You should be ashamed of yourself. Go back to Sudan and save your country. I'll stick a pole up your so-called southern derriere, you know, another word for it. You disgust me. Infiltrators go home. And then they started to say that like a chant. Infiltrators go home. At the anti-African rallies, we documented one figure. One figure was ubiquitous, an ubiquitous member of the Knesset named Michael Ben-Ari. And so it goes on. I just wanted to show you that it's so blatant in Israel. It's a very small group of Israeli people that do not agree with the policy set by the Likud party in the Knesset that says that, you know, these people are nothing but more than animals. And they actually have that as a policy. That's why I was talking about the story that Joni Mitchell was talking to Rama about, that they were working with the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal people that actually indicted and prosecuted and tried and convicted the entire Israeli state of war crimes and crimes against humanity. They actually built humongous prisons, the biggest prisons for this kind of thing on the planet, in that desert area, and they put these Africans in there, and anybody who was liking them is in there too, and they're torturing and murdering them in those prisons as we speak and have been. This is why I speak of why it's so important to comprehend this Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal. So again, Joni was saying they were getting together with that, and so the whole group of these folks, they are leaning on the liberal Democrats in Congress, such as Senator Gillibrand of New York. She was the senator who called out in front of Congress our generals and chiefs of staff, saying that they need to throw all of their medals out over their inaction regarding the sexual abuse cases of women and men while serving in the military.
Yeah.
That's just one example. And they're leaning on other liberal Democrats like her. And of course, the 64 good members of Congress too. But all these wealthy visionaries have been privately speaking to Congress and mentioning Nasara. And when are you going to get it done? And that you are literally holding up prosperity and the freedom train by not addressing this issue. And we know about your gag order. We got one too, and we're still doing this. So, I mean, we'll have your back. We're all sitting here with gag orders. We'll have your back.
Right.
But you got to get started because as the legislative branch of government, you are basically obligated with something you know like this to act because you have the power to. You need to call a special session of Congress and bring up the Reformation Act and discuss it openly.
That's right.
Members of the wealthy visionaries are leaning on Congress to lean on Obama as well, in a sense, to deal with arresting our criminals so we can get on with the enactment process of Nasara law. And remember, there's one more piece that's not being said here, which is that Obama answers to one and only one being, actually, ultimately, and the same thing goes for the King of Swords. They answer to Saint Germain.
Yeah.
Saint Germain is in charge of Nasara, and this is a galactic operation.
He is the final word and say so.
Yes.
Because this is the new Atlantis, and we are the ones who have been given the assignment on active duty to get her done.
So with the connecting of the wealthy visionaries with these witnesses and supplying the funds to get a complete archive of all that's been witnessed and proven and moving in on Congress right now and also, you know, moving it up towards Obama. And then, of course, you know, they're starting to pick at Hillary big time because Hillary Hillary did it to herself.
This is why I keep bringing it the Bush-Clinton crime family. They are in bed together. You can't have one without the other.
And Hillary is wrong, and they're saying so. You know, and Obama slams the reporter's right-wing adopted talking point as bogus. This is the title of another article. It's a YouTube, actually. We could play it tomorrow. But it is open season on President Obama. They say he is a weak president. They say he's too cautious. Even Hillary Clinton says, by jumping on the bandwagon, Clinton seems to be using the international unrest to criticize Obama's policies. And she told The Atlantic the failure to help build up a credible fighting force of the people who were the originators of the protests against Assad. There were Islamists. There were secularists. There was everything in the middle. The failure to do that left a big vacuum, which the jihadists have now filled. That's what Hillary's saying. This is what Clinton said about Obama's slogan, great nations need organizing principles and don't do stupid stuff is not an organizing principle. And the story goes on and she was wrong. It is a continuum of doing stupid stuff and of being presumptuous internationally that has cost us, and it should be millions of lives because there's over 2 million soldiers from our youth dead, costs hundreds of thousands of lives overseas. That's called millions too, 4 to 5 million.
What about the 300 folks that, including Kathleen Willey's husband and the Mena, Arkansas story?
Well, that's Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
But Hillary was on his, standing on his head to make sure he did it all. But he did it. And, anyway, it's depleted our treasury, yes, to the tune of literally, as Cynthia McKinney, I still remember her saying, where the heck is the $3 trillion missing from the Pentagon, boys? Those who criticize President Obama for being overcautious should check history for America's continuous blunders internationally that have kept us at war for decades with little marginal increase in security. Iraq twice, Iran, Panama, Grenada, Vietnam, Dominican Republic, etc., etc. America has a tendency to go against the will of the people, to support dictators of our liking. Dissension and unrest is usually the outcome. I could read the rest. It's getting time to go.
Yeah.
But to make a long story short, we started this one thing. It was Let's see. America has been quietly arming its police for battle since the early 1990s. Faced with a bloated military and what it perceived as a worsening drug crisis, which is a lie. That was just a setup. The 101st Congress in 1990 enacted the National Defense Authorization Act. Section 1208 of the National Defense Authorization Act allowed the Secretary of Defense to transfer to federal and state agencies personal property of the Department of Defense, including arms and ammunition that the Secretary determines is, quote, suitable for use by such agencies in counter-drug activities. B, excess to the needs of the Department of Defense. And they sure blew that one up. We gotta go. It's time to go. But we'll do some more conversations about this. It's time to go deep, everybody. And I love you all. Thank you for listening to this little piece of sharing. And let's share more at BBS Radio when we come back in an hour, best radio in the universe. But right now, we're going to 213-342-3000, and the PIN code is 23-23-23-pound. See you there for an hour. Satnam.